Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Thursday, June 1st, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki met with Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte yesterday in the Netherlands to discuss support for Ukraine's fight against Russia, help for Kyiv's bid to join the European Union, and sanctions against Russia and Belarus. During their meeting, the two heads of state addressed the topics of European security, bilateral economic cooperation, EU reforms, and EU migration policy. In a press conference after the meeting, Morawiecki praised Minister Rutte for the Netherlands' commitment to Ukraine and for understanding the need to strengthen the transatlantic dimension and cooperation between the EU and the United States as an essential element of European and global security. Poland's National Statistics Office, or GUS, released a flash estimate yesterday showing inflation in Poland stood at 13% in year-on-year terms in May. The results released by GUS on Wednesday were 0.2 percentage points lower than those forecast by economists polled by Poland's PAP news agency. In April, the prices of consumer goods and services in Poland were 14.7% higher than in the same month a year earlier, and in March, Poland's consumer price index stood at 16.1%. In its latest inflation report released in March, the Polish Central Bank predicted that inflation would average 11.9% in 2023, dropping to 5.7% in 2024 and 3.5% in 2025. The Polish government is taking steps to mitigate a major personal data leak that reportedly involves millions of logins and passwords. According to reports by the Polish press agency, a huge set of login and password data belonging to Polish citizens was leaked in the early hours of Tuesday. The personal data breach was first reported by the ZS website, which said the leak had been caused by malware designed to locate browser-saved logins and passwords and pass them on to the creators of the virus. According to ZS, the websites featured in the data leak include popular sites such as Facebook.com, Allegro.pl, Pochta.onet.pl, ING Bank, Borele.net, and MBank. In response, Digitization Minister Janusz Cieszyński announced via Twitter that the government had launched a simple tool to enable citizens to check if their data were part of the leak. The tool can be accessed at bezpiecznydane.gov.pl by signing in under the so-called Trusted Profile or Profil Zaufany used to access public services online. The Zupanna Monczaku Foundation in Gdańsk is currently seeking support to aid young people in Kherson, Ukraine. As detailed by Aleksandra Kaminska on the program More Heart, Fewer Barriers, teenagers are the least supported aid group in the region. In response, the foundation is organizing a collection to help improve the living conditions and social opportunities of youth aged 13 to 18, with the aim to provide students some respite from the hardships of the ongoing military conflict. Gdańsk residents can contribute by donating stationery, art supplies, power banks, headphones, cosmetics, and sweets. New or gently used summer clothing for youth and children is also appreciated. Donations can be delivered to the foundation's headquarters at Alev Grunwaldska No. 5 in Gdańsk, Monday through Friday from 9 to 4 p.m. or through private arrangement with the foundation. More information on the work of Zupanna Monczaku can be found on our website at radiogdansk.pl.
The weather.
Today will be mostly sunny and warm with very little chance of rain and a light breeze coming in from the west. Temperatures will be cooler than yesterday with a daytime high of 21 degrees centigrade or 69 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to a low of 9 degrees centigrade or 48 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Skies will stay sunny, but temperatures will drop dramatically tomorrow before warming up again over the weekend. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.